The Beach Boys, one of the most critically acclaimed and commercially successful bands of all time, with over 100 million records sold worldwide between the 60s and today, the group has had over 80 song charts worldwide, 36 of them in the U.S. Top 40, the most by any U.S. rock band, and four topping the Billboard Hot 100. Their influence on other artists spans musical genres and movements. Countless artists have cited Pet Sounds as their inspiration for creating their own musical masterpieces. Rolling Stones ranked Pet Sounds number 2 on its list of the 500 greatest albums of all time, and the Beach Boys number 12 on its list of the 100 greatest artists of all time. Sure, they're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame since 1988. They've got the Recording Academy's Lifetime Achievement Grammy Award, a beloved American institution that remains iconic around the world and keeps 60-plus years later performing beautifully. America's band, the Beach Boys, and Mr. Mike Love. Mike, good afternoon.
Yes, Paul, and I just want to say that we're still having fun, fun, fun.
I am sure that you are. I want to remind people, too, there is an all-new documentary on the band, The Beach Boys. It's available to stream on Disney Plus. It's fresh. It's wonderful. I learned things that I did, and I thought I knew a lot about you, Mike, but I learned even more in this current running documentary.
Yeah, it's really fantastic. You know, Frank Marshall, who did the Indiana Jones series, and he did a beautiful documentary on the Bee Gees. He got a hold of it and really made it into something nice. And in fact, my cousin Brian and I, along with Alan Jardine, one of the group members, and David Marks, who signed with us Capitol Records in 1962, and Bruce Johnson, who's been with us since 1965, the new guy. Anyway, we got together at Paradise Cove out in Malibu, where we did our original album cover for Surf and Safari in 1962. We got together, and my cousin Brian and I were reminiscing. He was actually remembering things from our high school days, which I had forgotten. So Brian Wilson's long-term memory is right there. He needs help physically. He's not in great shape physically, and he has a conservatorship for medical reasons. But in terms of his long-term, and in terms of being able to sit at the piano and crank out those chords, he's right there. So that's really nice to know. And getting together and singing together and just it was just so sweet.
It seemed to me, wasn't it quite some time since you guys had all been together until you got together for this documentary?
Yeah, well, we'd been together about a year before because there was a CBS documentary. There was 20 acts doing 20 different songs of ours. I mean, so that was, I mean, John Legend did Sail on Sailor, and there's so many different acts, 20 of them. And we had been together, but, you know, he's got his own challenges, and we keep busy. You know, I don't know how many shows we're doing this year, but Meadowbrook is one of the greatest places that you can see a show. And it's my favorite place to go in the Detroit area. So, I understand you're going to join us again.
Well, I need to ask you, I hate to ask you this on the air, but you had mentioned it'd be great for me to introduce you again, et cetera, et cetera. But I called the one guy contact, and I haven't gotten a call back, and may not even be the same guy anymore. So I'll call you after this show and find out who I have to check in with. But yeah, I would love to do it, and especially because my mother-in-law is here, Earlene Kettle, and she is, you met her before, she just loves you, and of course my wife Kim does too, and I do too. So the three of us would like to come to the show, and I'd be thrilled and honored to introduce you again, because the Endless Summer Gold Tour is coming up to Meadowbrook this Friday, July 5th at 7:30 p.m. Oakland University's Credit Union is the exclusive presenting partner of Meadowbrook Amphitheater. You can go online and get the tickets. And you might be happy to know, too, that John Stamos from Full House will be joining you on Friday, July 5th at Meadowbrook. And John has played at a number of your locations over many years now.
He loves coming out and playing drums. Actually, before he became Blackie on General Hospital in the mid-'80s, he was a drummer in a little three-piece band in Orange County, California. He loves nothing more than to come out and play drums and hang out. And we back him up on a song called Forever, which when Uncle Jesse got married on Full House, that was the song he chose to sing. And we backed him up then, and we still back him up when he comes out with us on that one. Anyway, we're having a blast. You don't have to worry about Earlene and Kim and yourself. You're more than invited. I think it's an honor for us to have you there introducing us. So how about that?
Well, that's very kind of you to say. And for more than six decades, the Beach Boys' music has been an indelible part of American history. What has changed the most? And it's a, I know that's a long, long answer, but what to you, Mike Love, has changed the most in these six decades?
Touring is infinitely better. When we started out, we would have a station wagon with the U-Haul, and we set up and break down our own equipment. Nowadays, you've got great sound, great lights, really nice venues, and we have two buses, a crew bus, which goes and sets everything up for us, and a band bus. And we just come in and we do a sound check, make sure we're liking what we hear. And so it's really, really nice these days. And so we're having so much fun. And the songs, they have an element of immortality to them, I think. I mean, and people just still love our music. And so we love that. And it's inspiring to see families together. I mean, children, grandparents and everybody in between. So it's really a fantastic thing these days.
Oh, it is a fantastic thing. It is a wonderful thing to experience the Beach Boys, America's band, again, and you can do it this Friday at 7:30 p.m. Oakland University Credit Union is the exclusive presenting partner of Meadowbrook Amphitheater. Go online and get your tickets. And I will look forward to looking out at you in the audience and then sitting in the audience with you for a wonderful, wonderful experience with Mike Love and the Beach Boys. God bless you, Mike. Keep it going. Now, this is between 63 and 66 years, and you're going to just keep doing it, aren't you?
Well, I don't have any retirement date. As long as I can hit those notes... I have a great time. It's uplifting to see people having such a wonderful time together. And we have a wonderful time. We're lifelong musicians. And it's just a joy to see everybody having a good time, especially in light of how messed up and divisive the world is now. I mean, so, you know, I think our music is, you know, Stamos says their music is more needed now than ever.
I will agree with John Stamos, who will be on the drum set for the concert Friday. Go to 313presents.com, 313presents.com, and get tickets while you still can. We'll look forward to seeing you Friday, Mike. Thanks so much.
See you, Paul W. Thank you very much for having me on the program.
Endless Summer Gold, the 2024 tour with John Stamos, Mike Love, the Beach Boys, America's Band, as we continue with Paul W. on WJR.